Hey, welcome to episode 3 of Barely Thinking. This is me, Kumastyle, and I talk about stuff. Now, this one's going to be short and to the point, like I hope all of these are, but this one's really short. Just want to go ahead and go over some WWE Elimination Chamber 2019 predictions. If you didn't know, I'm a huge, huge, huge wrestling fan, WWE, New Japan Pro Wrestling. I really like Lucha Underground, etc., etc. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get to it. Taking a look at the card, which I'm looking at on the website here, Cruiserweight Championship, Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa. Honestly, Buddy Murphy's had an incredible run since whatever the pay-per-view was. I think it was like the Super Show or something like that in Australia. He is a good dominant champion. I think he has more of that WWE style look, and this pay-per-view, I just don't see this being one where a lot of insane changes happen. So I'm gonna go ahead and go with Buddy Murphy retaining. Maybe they'll do like some kind of six-way or something like that, or a ladder match better yet at WrestleMania, but I think if anywhere, that's gonna be the moment for a new cruiserweight to kind of come in, take over, be the face of that division for a while and things like that. But right now, Buddy Murphy's doing a great job, so Buddy Murphy. Next, SmackDown Tag Team Championship. It's The Miz Show, Miz and Shane McMahon versus The Usos. Without a shadow of a doubt, I'm calling The Usos here. Reason being, if they're going to run with Shane McMahon versus The Miz at WrestleMania, now's the time to go ahead and start that split. I like Miz as a face, but I don't see Shane McMahon going heel. So if anything, The Miz, he should have been the greatest in the world or something like that the whole time. He was just pretending this and that. Now he's going to show him who the true greatest in the world is, blah, blah, blah. He turns on Shane, beat down afterwards, heading into WrestleMania with Fastlane in between, which is the most pointless pay-per-view of the year. Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey, Ruby Riott. Ronda Rousey, I mean, the WrestleMania main event is literally revolving around Ronda Rousey and whoever she faces, whether it be Charlotte, Becky, Charlotte and Becky, she's going to retain, no doubt. Okay, so Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. Honestly, this feud is insanely drawn out. It was boring before it started. Braun Strowman, just get this out of the way, have their definitive match, and they both move on to other things. I feel kind of bad for Baron Corbin because as good of a heel as I think he is, I think there are a lot of really good heels. Like, you've got Raw with, like, the McIntyres and things like that. So, yeah, I feel like he's going to get lost in the shuffle where Braun Strowman, even though there's not really a main event spot for him right now, they're going to do better about protecting him. So, Braun Strowman. All right, Intercontinental Championship, Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. It's a two-on-one match. Bobby Lashley retains if Finn wins the Intercontinental Championship, especially after kind of being shoved to the mid to upper mid card since winning and having to forfeit the Universal Championship. It should be another WrestleMania moment. I mean, it's easy, and I see the Intercontinental Championship being another multi-man kind of matchup or something. Maybe Finn comes out as the Demon, WrestleMania moment, face paint, yay. Not a big Baylor fan. And honestly, Bobby Lashley, since winning the Intercontinental Championship, really hasn't done much with it. So, yeah. Honestly, I wish Apollo Crews was in this position because I really like him and he's somebody that deserves a push. But Finn Balor, he seems like one of WWE's guys. So, not tonight, but he'll eventually get it. Next, the Women's Tag Team Elimination Chamber match. So, Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Nia Jax and Tamina, the Riott Squad, the Iconics, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, and Naomi and Carmella. I think this is another one of those ones that's meant to culminate in a WrestleMania moment, more so than now, even though the championships are debuting. I'm going to go with Tamina and Nia Jax. Reason being, both teams are on Raw, so they can ultimately set up Tamina, Nia Jax, Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha Banks and Bayley going over. That'll make for a four horsewoman moment at the end of WrestleMania. All of them have titles and things like that. Hold them up, hug, cry. We all cry. Good night. All right, WWE Championship. The SmackDown Championship, Daniel Bryan, who's champion, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston. As much as after that run on SmackDown, I'd love to see Kofi Kingston come out with a nice little run. Man, I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan retaining. There's not really a lot of time to set up something completely new with a completely new champion and things like that. Even Daniel Bryan really doesn't have a feud going into WrestleMania after this, because you can't really go with AJ Styles again, who is the best performer on the planet, and I wish he was still champion right now. So Daniel Bryan, they shoehorn somebody in, and that's your SmackDown Championship match. And I believe that is actually it. So outside of the new belt introduced, no new championships or no new champions or anything like that. And same old walking into tomorrow, walking into Tuesday, and then they begin the actual build for WrestleMania. Anyway, this has been another Barely Thinking. The date is February 17th, 2019. If you guys are watching, let me know. Let me know your predictions as well. And I think I'll actually do episode 4 tomorrow or Tuesday and have some thoughts on the Royal Rumble, as well as, you know, toy stuff that I have coming up, etc., etc. And with the frequency of this, I think I'm going to do it twice a month. That really works for me, my work schedule, all the things that I have to do for toy companies and this and that, as well as reviews for fun and whatnot. So it just plain works. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time.